Welcome to Modern Babylon. This is Cultural Contrarian. Based upon a broadcast I just did the other day, I did the research on Learned Hand, and I wanted to provide this speech. It's called The Spirit of Liberty by Supreme Court Justice Learned Hand in 1944. And it's in celebration of I Am an American Day. He begins, "We have gathered here to affirm a faith in a common purpose, a common conviction, a common devotion. Some of us have chosen America as the land of our adoption. The rest have come from those who did the same. For this reason, we have some right to consider ourselves a picked group, a group of those who had the courage to break from the past and brave the dangers and the loneliness of a strange land. What was the object that nerved us, or those who went before us, to this choice? We sought liberty, freedoms from oppression, freedom from want, freedom to be ourselves. This we then sought, this we now believe that we are by the way of winning. What do we mean when we say that first of all, we seek liberty? I often wonder whether we do not rest our hopes too much upon constitutions, upon laws, and upon courts. These are false hopes, believe me, these are false hopes. Liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies, there, no constitution, no law, no court can even do much to help it. While it lies there, it needs no constitution, no law, no court to save it. And what is this liberty which must lie in the hearts of men and women? It is not the ruthless, the unbridled will. It is not freedom to do as one likes. That is the denial of liberty and leads straight to its overthrow. A society in which men recognize no check upon their freedom soon becomes a society where freedom is the possession of only a savage few. As we have learned to our sorrow. What then is the spirit of liberty? I cannot define it. I can only tell you my own faith. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which is not too sure that it is right. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which seeks to understand the mind of other men and women. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which weighs the interests alongside its own without bias. The spirit of liberty remembers that not even a sparrow falls to the earth unheeded. The spirit of liberty is the spirit of him who, near 2,000 years ago, taught mankind that lesson it has never learned, but never quite forgotten, that there may be a kingdom where the least shall be heard and considered side by side with the greatest. And now in that spirit of an American which has never been and which may never be, nay, which never will be, except as the conscience and courage of Americans created, yet in the spirit of that American which lies hidden in some form in the aspirations of us all, in the spirit of that America of which our young men are at this moment fighting and dying, in that spirit of liberty in America, I ask you to rise and with me pledge our faith in the glorious destiny of our beloved country." It was beautiful. Just wanted to put that up on my timeline. Modern Babylon, Cultural Contrarian.